Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. And today we're going to talk about a couple of things that are really important to your performance on the pitch, and that would be change of direction and agility. And I know a lot of times these are used interchangeably, but they're actually different. Many programs that talk about improving agility or articles about it, that whatever you may have read or YouTube videos, they're really usually talking about change of direction and not agility. And I'm guilty of this as well, just because agility is the term that most people are used to. It's the term that grabs attention. Everybody wants to, as an athlete, especially in a sport like soccer, where it's really, really important, you want to be able to improve your agility. So we're going to dive into the two of them and the differences and how you can train to improve both. So let's start with what change of direction is. Very simple, right? Change of direction is an easy one. It's simply your ability to change direction. Ta-da! And it's the foundation upon which agility is built, upon which you can improve your agility. So with change of direction, you're talking about drills where your change of direction is predetermined, right? You may be running, 5 yards forward and then you make a cut to the left, or 5 yards forward and you make a cut to the right, or you have cones laid out in a pattern or design, and you have to go from one to the other in a specific pattern. And with change of direction, in order to get better at that, you're focusing on things like your ability to accelerate, which I've talked about a lot when it comes to speed training, and your ability to decelerate as well, right? To decelerate into that change of direction. And this is really crucial. This is something that's not talked about a lot, and I'll probably cover it maybe in its own topic more in depth in another podcast, but it's really, really important because, non-contact injuries are on the rise for a number of different reasons. But one thing, if you pay attention to it or you do a little research on it, you notice is most of them happen during deceleration, not acceleration, right? So being able to decelerate properly is really, really important. Another thing with change of direction also is your body positioning and your posture, and how your body is set up when you make that change of direction cut. And also then your ability to apply force into the ground, which again is something I've also talked about when it comes to speed training, is your ability to plant that foot in the ground that you're going to change your direction off of, and your ability to plant it into the ground and apply force in another direction so that you can change direction quickly. So, and a good example, for those of you that read Dominate Game Day, you see a lot of the patterns with cones in Dominate Game Day, with and without a ball, are good examples of what you would call change of direction drills, right? Running a specific pattern with the cones that you know when and where you're going to change direction. Now, agility, on the other hand, is when you add a reactive component to that change of direction, using some type of outside stimulus or signal. Now we're talking about agility. You're changing direction, but you don't necessarily know when or where. With soccer, for example, you may be running straight ahead, but then all of a sudden you need to avoid a collision with an opponent. Or a good example too is you're defending. You're defending the player with the ball in a 1v1 situation, and you have to change direction well, but you have to do it as a response to what the dribbler is doing when they make a cut. You don't know when or where they're going to make that cut. So agility is the ability to change direction based on something else that you have to process first. And as you can imagine, this happens all the time in the sport of soccer, right? You're adding mental aspects to the physical act of changing direction. And this is really important to understand. You may think player, or you as the player of listening, you may think your agility isn't that great, that you're, or you may think it's not that great because that you're slow or that you just naturally lack quickness. But it might be something else. It might be that you are slow to react and process the information that you then use to make the decision to change direction. Does that make sense? Right? You may seem slow physically, but it could actually be something else as part of your reaction to the stimuli that causes you to change direction. So with agility, you're talking about things like your awareness and your reaction time and your perception of what's going on and your anticipation, right? Vision, awareness, anticipation is something I've talked about with soccer in general. Also, you know, awareness, anticipation, really important when it comes to agility, and your ability to process information. Interestingly enough, and I don't have it in front of me because I actually wasn't planning on mentioning this, but I remember reading, and this is a while ago, so I don't know all the details, but I remember reading about a study that showed that one of the things that set elite athletes, and I think this was actually done with soccer players, apart from others, is their ability to process information. For example, they would take players and they would show them briefly, you know, a picture or an image and then have them recall that, right? And elite athletes could process and recall that information better and faster than other athletes. And that ability to process information is going to play a big role in your agility. And another good example, by the way, for this is mostly an American audience, and when you something you understand is you think of a running back in football, right? They get the ball and they hit the hole, and they need to be able to change direction incredibly well, right? But they need to do it according to outside stimuli. So you may see those great runners, right? They hit the hole and it looks like the linebacker or the safety's got them lined up to pop them, and boom, they're gone and off in another direction. They have incredible, not just change of direction, but incredible agility, because they often have to change direction based off of the defense, right? Where the defense is coming from, where the hole is that they can hit, and so forth. So it's stuff like that that's really, really important. And so when you incorporate true agility training into your training, and then you're talking about things like, you know, timing, you're getting into coordination and balance and directional change and body control and speed and strength. These are all things that have to do with, when you think about what I mentioned above as well, all things that have to do with change of direction that help to improve your agility as well. Because the change of direction, it lays the foundation for agility training. You're not going to be agile, right? You're not going to have great agility if you don't change direction well. Does that make sense? Your ability to process the information and react and your awareness and all that have to do with agility, if you can't change direction well, then that's a problem too. So going through all these change of direction drills, which is something like Impact Soccer Performance has as well, are really, really important for your ability to improve your agility as well, right? Talked about the deceleration and your body positioning, which like your limb angles and so forth in terms of your, you know, your lower legs especially, and even your upper body with regard to that, and your ability to stick your foot into the ground and apply force, decelerate, apply force, reaccelerate in another direction, which is all really, really, really important. So you need to do a lot of change of direction drills to get better at that. You need to get really, really good at your ability to change direction so that then you can start incorporating and using agility drills as well in your training. So that becomes really important as well. Excuse me. My mouth's getting dry already. Can you believe it? So when you include both, you have that foundation of change of direction, and then you include agility. It's going to make a world of difference in your ability to perform on the pitch. As a soccer player, you know you're constantly changing direction, and you're constantly changing direction based on something that else that is going on the pitch. So it's really, really important that you hit the core fundamentals of changing direction and then move into it to agility, and you can work on various levels as well. For, you know, change of direction, for example, simply, you know, sprinting forward 5 or 10 yards and then cutting to the left and cutting to the right, or cutting straight backwards, right? And then, of course, you can get 45-degree angles in there as well. But those are just basic change of direction drills. But being able to nail those is going to be the foundation upon which you build your agility. So if we take that basic drill and we start talking about agility, and you're going to need another person, and they don't have to have the knowledge for this, right? Like, it can be a friend, it could be a sibling, it can be a parent. And let's take that basic, the very basic change of direction, or you sprint forward 5 or 10 yards and then you cut left or you cut right, but you know what you're going to do. Okay, now do the same thing, but have someone that's you're sprinting towards, that when you get to where you're going to cut, they point with their left arm or their right arm to the direction in which they want you to cut, right? The most basic change of direction into agility drill that you can do. And then even with that basic, you can add other things. Maybe now, instead of pointing, they say left or right. Because remember I talked about processing information and reacting to that and how important that is? So sometimes it's going to be visual, sometimes it's going to be auditory, and then you can make it even more complicated by saying, you know, one and two. One being you've decided ahead of time, one means go left, two means go right. So now that's another way of using it auditory, but you're also processing more information, because your brain has to be like, okay, one equals left. You know, you can make it even more complicated. Maybe they can say any number, and odd numbers are left and even numbers are right. Also, they could have two different colored cones, and maybe the right cone is left and an orange cone or a red cone is, well, maybe they're close together. How about yellow and blue? They're very different, right? Yellow cone, they hold up a yellow cone and you go left. They hold up the blue cone and you go right. And of course, then you can make that more and more complex. You could sprint 5 or 10 yards into the middle of a 10-yard square, right? Four cones. The four cones are all different colors. And, you know, the person you're working with just calls out a cone that you then cut to, right? So you're going to run in the middle of a square. They're going to give you a cone, and then you're going to cut to that cone. And this could go on and on. I could give you maybe I'll do it in the future, or maybe we'll do it in the video so you can see it a little better to give you some ideas. But I just wanted to talk about the understanding of change of direction, how important it is, how that's different from agility, and how you build with a foundation of change of direction to agility, and how you can start with the very basics and then make them more and more complex. So hopefully that makes sense. Now, one thing I did want to leave you with, so you can kind of get a basic idea, is you go to thesoccerspecialist.com/agility. I put a couple of really short, they're like 45 seconds, maybe a minute long videos on there of the same exercise. One, and these aren't true change of direction, and you'll see why when you see them, but they are good enough. They're more a little bit, they're low level plyo, but incorporating also kind of change of direction, you'll see. And I do, one video is change of direction, where it's just me demonstrating. The second video is the same exact drill, but I have one of my players do it, and I'm the one that's, you know, doing the holding up the cones or giving them a cone or a number or whatever, and you can see the difference between change of direction and agility, as well as see as how adding the simple agility component makes the change of direction much, much more difficult. So I'm going to leave it there for now, but go check out thesoccerspecialist.com/agility. Please check out these two, the two short videos, so you have a better understanding of what I mean. And in the future, we'll talk a little bit more about deceleration and how important that is and how you can train that to help not only improve your change of direction and your agility, but hopefully lower or lessen the chances of you getting injured. Also really cool, right? So, we'll leave it there for now. Go check out thesoccerspecialist.com/agility. I really, really do appreciate everyone that listens. It's awesome that there's actually an audience for this type of podcast. Please subscribe or follow on Apple or Spotify. Those are like the two biggest. I think I have a few listeners on others, but those are the main ones. You can leave reviews or just ratings, a simple click of a button. I would really, really appreciate it. That's it. Thanks again. Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.